You could say I live in the middle of nowhere. Well, I prefer to call it the middle of the wilderness, though. After living alone out here long enough, I thought I would be familiar with the land out here, even more comfortable. But I never have gotten comfortable. Maybe used to this place, but never comfortable. Pretty sure I can hold my own out here for the time being. But even so, lots of weird shit happens out here. Glad to finally have a way to tell strangers who probably won't judge me or call me crazy. Back to the topic at hand. Weird stuff. See, I'll start with the first odd experience I had here. When I first purchased this land, I was really excited. There was already a house on the property that was the perfect size for me. Not only that, but it seemed pretty new. The former owners didn't stay around very long. And yeah, red flags here and there, but how was I supposed to know how messed up this place was? Anyway, I moved in without any issue, and within a week, I'm out on some trail that was already there, looking for deer tracks and some other game trails, and I'm actually having a pretty relaxing time until I swear, I hear a baby say, "Mama," in the most stereotypical voice I've ever heard off in the distance. And now, like I said, I'm here in the middle of nowhere, so there shouldn't be anyone for miles. I just shook it off as me hearing things. 20 minutes later, I hear the same voice again, saying, "Mama." Only this time, it's maybe 40 yards away on the other side of some trees or brush. It didn't even sound like a real baby. It sounded like some disturbed dude. Of course, by this point, he's definitely on my property as well. So I start making my way through the undergrowth. Then when I'm sure I'm about to hit where he and the brush clears out to a clearing, and I finally get a glimpse of the man. He was butt naked, halfway behind a tree, flaunting a huge smile, though his eyes stayed kinda squinty. He was also pretty skinny, as I could see his ribs. Now usually you hear people say that at this moment my blood ran cold, but honestly mine didn't. I was looking at some butt-naked crackhead trespassing on my property. He decided to let out another "mama" during silence, while I was trying to figure out my next move, so I promptly responded with a hearty, "What the actual fuck are you doing?" That's when he decided my next move for me. He started running at me, and I might have run away if he hadn't been so scrawny, so when he reached me with that big smile and looked like he was about to grab me, I punched him in the throat. It was a good punch. I was proud of it, honestly. It would have kept any normal man on the ground for at least a minute. That's when I got the first hint that this wasn't a normal man. While I was standing there, proud of my Mike Tyson-level haymaker, the guy immediately got back to his feet, and before I had time to hit him again, he dive-tackled me to the ground, and it hurt pretty bad. He somehow pinned my shoulders to the ground, and no matter how hard I kicked and punched him, he wouldn't let up, so I was forced to use Plan B. I pulled out my trusty Bear Grylls survival knife, stabbed him in the gut twice. Now this finally got his attention. He hopped back to his feet, slinging blood all over me in the process. I got back to my feet, knife in hand, and waited for him to do something else. All he did, though, was stick a finger in his wound and lick the blood off. Then cartwheel into the woods, crying like an actual newborn baby this time. Now, by this point, I was pretty on edge. And right as he got far enough away that I could no longer hear him, I turned and I walked home. I know I should have run, but running through the woods is so tiring. I just didn't feel like it. When I got home, all was normal again, at least for a while. Another story that comes to mind when I think about odd things happening around this area is the event that led me to no longer camp in my woods. By the time that the event in this story took place, I had already experienced quite a few things on this property, and this was easily the third freakiest thing to happen up to this point, right behind the naked stab victim that cried like a newborn baby and cartwheeled into the woods. This time I had decided that I wanted to go camping, and despite all the stuff that had happened, I'd never been seriously injured in those woods, so why not go sleep in them? Right? Bad choice, I know. But anyway, the first few hours while I got into the woods were fine. I set up camp, built a fire, burned myself trying to cook a hot dog, piss on the fire that burnt me. And then I started to realize that camping is pretty boring when you're alone. So I decided to go to sleep. Next thing I know, I wake up to the sound of a young girl's voice down in the creek. Sounds like she's college type age. She's saying, help, I need some help down here. I'm lost, Dad, help. Again, I can hear her down in the creek from my tent. Now, this isn't the first time that I've been lured into the woods by a voice pleading for help, but this voice was a lot more convincing than the others. Nonetheless, I still brought my newly purchased handgun that I had bought for dealing with things on the land. Well, I made my way to the creek, flashlight in hand, and headed down to the voice. Soon I find the source. I didn't put the flashlight beam on her right away because I didn't want to blind her, but I could clearly see the outline of a small girl sitting on the bank of the creek. I got about 15 feet away and she stopped me, stating that you really don't need that flashlight with the moon out like this. It wasn't even close to a full moon, so that confused me a little. I replied with, I don't know about you, but I can't see a thing out here. Let me help you though, you hurt? Then I started to shine the flashlight on her, but she screamed, stop, before I could get to her face. This time her voice wasn't convincing, and I could tell she wasn't human. What you guys need to realize is that I'm not a badass. I'm not trying to sound cool or tough, but ever since something happened 3 years ago, the same event that caused me to move out here, I don't respond to situations the same anymore. Maybe I'm not scared of death anymore, and maybe I'm not mentally stable. But maybe I'm weird. But when I established that this thing wasn't human, I started to smile. It fooled me. It got me into the woods, in its domain, and was probably going to make an attempt at my life, but I might as well piss it off a little, so I flicked my flashlight up and I revealed its face. It actually was a girl. Sort of. She was super pale and had abnormally large eyes. They were completely black when the light hit her face. Her head snapped forward and made eye contact with me, and her jaw dropped open 3 times longer than any human could have, and she screamed. It was loud. Like an inhuman loud. It sounded like a girl's scream, but as if it was being played through massive speakers to make it ear-splitting, and then I felt something closing around my neck. She hadn't moved, but something was somehow choking me. She's still screaming. I've realized while living here that the entities that can hurt you can also get hurt themselves. Now, most of them are tough as nails, but they can be hurt. This memory went through my head just as I felt something warm dripping onto my neck and my left ear went quiet, a busted eardrum, I guess. I aggressively threw my flashlight at the bitch, and it connected with what I assume was her eye. I couldn't tell for sure because I didn't have a flashlight, and yes, I forgot to use the gun. It was new, and the current life or death situation, I forgot that I had it. Well, luckily the girl wasn't one of the tough ones, and I felt the grip on my neck loosen and her scream stopped, and no sooner had I taken my first breath when she bent over backwards, possession style, and started sprinting into the woods in reverse. When I finally caught my breath, I slowly walked up to my campsite. And I went to sleep in the tent. They may be asking why I didn't go home after that, but it felt like a 20-minute hike. My flashlight was broken, so I had to wait till morning. I slept pretty good, though. No noises woke me up. I woke up the next morning expecting my ear to be killing me, but miraculously, it was completely back to normal. I later figured out that it was the lady in the tree who fixed my ear, but that's a story for another time. This morning, I just packed up everything and I headed back home. The only thing that got messed up was my flashlight, so I wasn't even that disappointed in the trip. I didn't camp out there anymore because no matter how weirdly wired I am, that girl really did freak me out a good bit. And I'm sure she's still out there. And what you'll notice so far is that these entities aren't really very effective killers, but that didn't go for everything out here. I understand that skinwalkers are a common topic in the horror scene at the moment. And from what I can tell, I think that's the creature I'm dealing with, but I could be wrong, because if this is a skinwalker, it's advanced to another level. Not only does it imitate voice, it imitates appearance. It really wants me dead or gone. See, I like to call it skinny. I think I pissed him off, though. And when I say his name, I say it loud, because especially at night, I know he's listening. I've lived here for 3 years now, and he's been harassing me for about a year, and he's good. one of the smartest things to come after me so far. The only one that can seem to almost get in my head. He tries to lure me out, not by pretending to be someone in trouble like the other imitators that I've dealt with before. He's aware that that stuff doesn't work on me anymore. No, he tries to piss me off. He wants me to try to kill him. Problem is, we both know I probably can't. One time he did get me, though. I was watching a documentary about veteran suicide. It's a terrible topic. I'm a supporter of the armed forces. You know, I think it's terrible our government doesn't take better care of its vets that risk everything overseas so we don't have to. And they're doing a slideshow of men who had unfortunately lost the struggle with their own demons. And I had to look away for a second because this one guy that appeared on the screen looked too young and happy to have gone to this dark of a place. He was mixed race from what I could tell, athletic looking, had a big dimple smile on his face. I looked away, I'm suddenly staring at the same kid outside my window. Same smile, same build, same uniform. One difference. Across his forehead was the word failure. I instantly knew it was Skinny. He wasn't trying to imitate this kid, he was insulting him, and he finally struck a nerve. I had seen him imitate so many other people and try so many other tactics, but this was the one that finally broke me. I was ending this creature. I exploded out of my chair, bolted from my bedroom, grabbed my .45, and proceeded to walk towards the same window the young soldier was still staring through. I got within 5 feet and saw that the word has changed. It spelled out, I deserved it. And after reading this, I didn't hesitate to raise my gun and fire 2 shots. But I think he ducked them. Bastard's fast. I stormed outside to try to find him, but he wasn't anywhere to be seen. That's when I hear, "Gotcha," whispered into my ear, and I was flung across the wall of my house. The gun flew out of my hand in the process, broke 2 ribs, and dislocated my right shoulder. I was a dead man, and he knew it. Ever since the incident that led me to buy a house by myself out in the middle of the woods, I don't think I've ever felt fear again. Something's wrong in my head, but I did feel defeat, and I fell for his trap, and now he's gonna kill me. And these thoughts passed through my brain. I passed out from the pain and the concussion, probably. And then for some reason, one that I don't understand, I woke up. It was bright outside, and I was covered in blood and in more pain than I'd ever been in my entire life, but I was alive. Why was I alive? I struggled to stand up with my right arm hanging loosely at my side, and I soon noticed the words carved into the outside wall of my house.
Next time.
Ever since I got back from the hospital, I told the doctors I'd fell off a roof. I've been trying to find ways to deal with or kill a skinwalker. Now there is a way, or if he's even a skinwalker, he beat me. I'm usually pretty lighthearted with most of these experiences, no matter how intense they are, but I just can't with this one, because if I lose to Skinny again, I guess I'll be signing off for good. Be careful out there. Don't be fooled like me. There isn't always a next time. And hey, I'm not dead yet, so maybe there will be a next time. I plan on telling more of my experiences in the future, so keep your eyes peeled for them. Until next time, this is Cole, signing off.